I'm Gerald Rodriguez, and today I'm joined by Michael DiMartino, who's a producer at Golden Road Productions, here talking about this upcoming event, which is called the Mystic Valley Music and Arts Festival, and that's going to be in Sawatch, Colorado, here on Friday and Saturday, October 17th and 18th. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Great. Good to be here. Thanks for the support and all the great work you guys do for the Valley.
Well, thank you so much for being here, and can you first of all let our audience know what the whole Mystic Valley Music and Arts Festival is about? Is this the first one?
Yeah, this is the first one, and again, it's produced by my company, Golden Road Productions, sponsored by the Sawatch County Tourism Board, and we're trying to kind of really showcase some of the special cultural features and environmental features here in the San Luis Valley. And there's so many great things here, you know, the hot springs, the sand dunes, a lot of the music, the culture, some of the natural attractions, Crestone, and all the different spiritual centers. So we're kind of bringing that all together with the brand of Mystic Valley and doing a two-day music and art festival October 17th and 18th.
That's awesome. And what kind of music are you going to have there?
Well, it's going to be an eclectic mix. On Friday evening, October 17th, starting at 6 p.m., we're having a world music dance party, and that's in the community building there in the downtown Sawatch area. We're going to have a lineup of all sorts of great music from Africa, Brazil, from the Middle East, all sorts of music from Europe, and it's going to be accompanied by live instrumentation and percussion, and that'll go till 10 p.m. There is a cover for that, and we're really happy to announce that you'll be doing some ticket giveaways. And then on Saturday, October 18th, it's a completely free event, again, sponsored by Sawatch Tourism, and we'll be opening with some indigenous music, kind of an opening ceremony. That will be followed by Strings and Skins, which is acoustic guitar and percussion, a very amazing guitar wizardry and ambient music. That after that will be Kayla Diana, who performs a folk music with her guitar and sings. After that will be the Universe of Sounds, which is all sorts of instruments from around the world, mixed together with some looping and other effects, followed by the Shume Taiko drums. If you've never seen taiko drums, they're a tradition from Japan. Some of the drums are bigger than human beings, and we'll have them performing in the park. After that will be Roundhouse Assembly, which will be doing an acoustic set of Grateful Dead music, followed by some African drumming and some dance. After that is Arthur Leland and Regroovination. He is an incredible musician from the Boulder area who does electric guitar and percussion and looping and really fun dance music. And then we'll be kicking off the night with the headliner, again, Roundhouse Assembly, coming out and doing a whole 90-minute set of Grateful Dead music.
That sounds like a really great lineup right there, especially for both days. Is this for all ages?
It's all ages. It's family-friendly. We will have some food and some drinks and treats there for people. I also want to say that we have about a dozen vendors. Most of them are artists from the area. We also do have some artists coming from outside of the area, and there's everything from fine art to tie-dyes to pottery to people who even work with, like, the healing arts. So it's a little bit of an eclectic mix, bringing in the spirit of Mystic Valley.
And is there going to also be some food vendors there?
Yeah, we do have a couple food vendors that'll be there, everything from baked goods to Mexican food to some barbecue. Saturday's a completely free event. Again, we'll be starting at 10 a.m. going all the way till 7 p.m. there in the Otto Mears Park, which again is right along the main road there and coming into Sawatch.
And so going into a little bit about yourself, Golden Road Productions, is that a new production company or have you been working that for a while?
No, it's a production company. I've been doing shows for probably about 30-some-odd years. I'm fairly a newbie to the Valley. I moved into the Crestone area about 4.5 years ago. And last year, we did a large event called Earthstock, which was a 7-day retreat event combined with different presenters, keynote speakers, and workshops. And we're just kind of watching and waiting and seeing what could really help drive economic development for the Valley, bring in some tourism, showcase some of the features in this area. And everything we do with Golden Road Productions, it's kind of music with a mission, not just an event for the sake of having an event and entertainment, but we call it edutainment. There's some education, there's some entertainment, it's family friendly, and we definitely want to inspire people and help build community.
And so how much are tickets for the Friday night event?
Friday night is $10. And again, it's going to be a great fun dance party with a world music DJ, some live accompaniment, including all sorts of world percussion. So if you like to dance, if you go to some of the ecstatic dances in the area, you just want to come out and kind of move your bones, get some exercise. And we are going to have a whole visual element to that, doing multimedia with various kind of images and lighting to that.
And so where can people get the tickets at?
They can get the tickets at the door. Again, I want to thank Mystic Swatch County. It's interesting because the tourism board, Swatch County Tourism, just came up with a new kind of brand for the Valley, which some people have used for a while. But you can go to Mystic Swatch County and get more information about them and all the different adventures that are offered here in the San Luis Valley, from the cool towns to art and collectibles, history, hot springs, sand dunes, festivals, events, dark skies, history, and of course the amazing outdoors that so many of us enjoy right here, especially with the fall in the air and the gold colors and the aspens turning. It's a really dynamic time to come and visit. We even have presenters coming up the Taos area.
So then are there other sponsors of this event, or is it mostly just the Golden Road Productions in Swatch County?
That's mostly it right now. We do get some support from the Joyful Journey Hot Springs, which is a great venue if you want to kind of soak your bones and relax and look at the San Juan and Sangre de Cristo Mountains. But for the first year, we're just starting out very modest and kind of building the brand. So this will be a great groundbreaking event that you can come out and really experience some of the best of San Luis Valley. So the Mystic Valley Music and Arts Festival features some of the best of music, of art in the San Luis Valley. Of course, you can come and enjoy all the natural wonders and all the amazing sights there is to see here. Again, we appreciate it being sponsored by Swatch County Tourism. Saturday is a completely free event. It's family friendly. We want to thank KRZA for your support and helping to get the word out and all that you do here for the San Luis Valley. And, you know, we live in a time right now that's a little bit challenging and that people can be divisive. So there's no better way to get together, build community, and have fun around the universal language of music and dance and eating great food. So we want to invite you all to come on out October 17th, Friday night from 6 to 10, and Saturday, October 18th from 10 to 7 p.m. and enjoy some great music and enjoy some of the fall colors and the great attractions here in the San Luis Valley. And again, thank you so much for Swatch County Tourism Board, Joyful Journey, and all of you to come and be the living embodiment of this event of Mystic Valley.
Well, if you're barely joining us out there, I've been speaking with Michael DiMartino, who's a producer at Golden Road Productions, here talking about this Mystic Valley Music and Arts Festival, which is going to happen on Friday and Saturday, October 17th and 18th. The 17th is a paid event, but on the 18th, it's all free. And it's going to be at Otto Mears Park and Swatch Community Center over there in Swatch, Colorado.
And so, if people would like more information, you can go to the website, which is a little bit long, but it's Mystic Valley Music Arts Festival.com.
Thank you so much, Michael, for being with us today and talking about this. And we are going to be doing some ticket giveaways out there too during our world music show. So if you want to get a couple of free tickets to this Mystic Valley Music and Arts Festival, you can win those now during the morning. So just make sure you stick around and listen up.
And if people have any questions, or we do have a spot for another vendor too, you can contact us at 530-362-8264.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Michael, for being with us today. This is always really cool to hear about these new festivals that are popping up, especially for this kind of stuff to kind of bring in more people.
Yeah, and especially showcasing some of the world music that's available here in the eclectic Mystic Valley of San Luis Valley.
For KRZA News, I'm Gerald Rodriguez.